Welcome to our Thursday edition of our Community Corner Show on FM 95.7 KQWC and also on KQRadio.com. Pat Powers being joined today with our friend from the DNR in the east of Hamilton County, in Hardin County, but he represents Hamilton County too. Nate Carr joins me on the phone line today. Nate, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning.
Good to have you with us this morning. So, Nate, we're talking all about the deer hunting season. It was just wrapped up not too long ago, but you have some facts and figures what happened here in the area this past month, I believe.
Yeah, we finally wrapped up our deer season, January 10th. So just wanted to kind of give folks a quick overview of what that looked like statewide and what that looked like locally. Statewide, we're pretty much on par for what we typical harvest numbers. We were down just a little bit, so we've seen a little bit of a decrease in western Iowa and a bit of an uptick in northeast Iowa. But here locally, in Hamilton County specifically, we've had 394 deer reported throughout the season, which is pretty good. Our five-year average is like 378, so we're sitting a little bit higher than that and a little bit higher than last year. Last year we were down just a hair. So good to see that number kind of come back and indicate that we've still got, strong, healthy numbers as far as deer harvest goes in Hamilton County. So that was good to see, especially considering, shotgun one. We had a lot of heavy snowfall and really cold temps. Despite some tough weather conditions, hunters were still able to get out and remain pretty successful this year.
Well, kind of a brave lot there, Nate, after what happened during December. It seemed like, oh gosh, about three weekends during that deer hunting season, we had just plenty of snow all over the place from about right after Thanksgiving to about, I'd say, about second, third week in December.
Yeah. We thought it was going to be kind of a tough year on guys, and some guys I think it was, but, as a whole, we made out pretty well.
That's good. Again, we're talking with Nate Carr from the Iowa DNR today on KQWC, and you have some more information about deer hunting. About, is that right, licenses, I believe, there, Nate?
Yeah, we always, it's a new year, so with that comes new licenses and registration, so we always like to put out some reminders that your hunting license, fishing license, fur bear license, all those typically will expire January 10th, unless you have a three-year license or something like that. But typically those are going to expire January 10th, so make sure you check those before you head out and get that updated. So we finally have rebuilt some good ice to go ice fishing.
Yes.
So make sure you've got those up to date. We still have, our coyote hunters are still out and about, and other hunters and trappers that are going after fur bears. So those seasons continue on through the end of February. So they'll go until February 28th for the most part. And so again, those licenses expire January 10th. So if you're going to continue trapping or continue hunting, make sure you get those licenses up to date so that you're squared away in that regard. And something else that expires, of course, is your snowmobile and ATV registrations. Those expire December 31st every year. So we don't have much snow to speak of at the moment, but, in Iowa, you never quite know what's around the corner, so we still could get some snow. And so before any of that happens, of course, make sure that your snowmobile registration is up to date. Anytime you're operating on public ice or public lands, including roadway ditches, you need to have a registration and have that decal attached to the front of your snowmobile as a resident of Iowa. If you're a non-resident, then you're required to have a snow user permit, or I think what they also call a trail user permit. And so any non-resident can pick that up at a recorder's office or any licensed vendor that sells hunting and fishing license. There's some more things that you want to just check on now that we're into a new year and make sure that's all up to date.
Getting back to the wintertime things there, Nate, how's it been for ice fishing this winter season so far?
There's a few areas where I think they're picking up a few fish. A lot of guys I've talked to here locally, it's been a fairly slow bite. We had some pretty good ice early on And then we had a string of warm temperatures, which really degraded things. Some places it completely opened up, and other places it just made for really poor ice conditions. So there was a stretch there where we really didn't see any ice fishing activity, and we're finally getting back to the point where we're rebuilding. But it's kind of been a slow bite. But folks are picking up some fish here and there, and I'm optimistic that we'll get some better conditions here before winter's over and all the ice melts, and guys will have some good luck getting out on the ice. Of course, with that, you know, with strange weather conditions can come some strange ice conditions at times. So we want to make sure guys are safe on the ice this winter. So just keep in mind, you know, different bodies of water build ice differently and hang on to ice differently. So your rivers and streams are typically going to be less stable, you know, than your lake ice. You know, just depends on water depth and size and different things like that. But we recommend, you know, a minimum of 4 inches of quality ice for our ice fishermen. You know, if you're going to be driving anything out there, snowmobile, ATV, you know, it's better to have additional ice, you know, in addition to the 4 inches. There's different things that can conduct heat, you know, such as rocks and trees and docks and things like that. So that can make for less stable conditions as well, or even snow-covered ice, things of that nature. So you want to avoid any kind of slushy honeycomb ice. Stay away from dark spots or areas that are snow-covered that look a little discolored. Keep in mind that some areas have aerators, you know, some...
Right.
Some lakes or ponds may have an aerator or a tile coming in that creates weak spots. So you really want to be cognizant of those areas that could have water. Any kind of water flow is going to make for poor ice conditions. So steer clear of that. And so some of those basic safety tips we always remind people of is no ice is 100% safe. So continue to check ice conditions as you go. It's always better not to go out alone and to let people
right.
know where you're at. And just maybe bring some extra items along just in case you, you know, partially fall through and need to get warm clothes back on. So it's always a good idea to pack some extra stuff.
Also, one other thing, the tune there, Nate, please contact your relatives where you plan to be in there, especially if they do some extended ice fishing and so forth. Just warn them, just call them. And, of course, just contact the Iowa DNR staff. And, of course, you monitor all the parks all the time, I believe.
Yeah, we do. They kick out a weekly fishing report. And within
yes.
that report, they'll talk about different ice conditions on certain bodies of water. So that can be a helpful resource for folks who want to sign up for that on our website.
Yeah. Again, that's at iowadnr.gov for all the information they need to know when it comes to ice fishing around here. So
yep.
still some healthy ice fishing still going on in some places before we have some warmer weather just around the corner. But I think this weekend will be okay for some ice fishing temperatures in the teens around here. Well, anything else for the good of the cause there, Mr. Carr?
I think that'll do it for now. Thanks for having me.
Very good. Nate Carr from the Iowa DNR, guest on KQWC Radio.